Welcome to episode 35. I was going to say 25. 35 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. My name is Andrea and I'm here with...
I'm Andrew.
And we're just going to do a little quick episode this week. So we should have a fuller episode next week. We had a lot going on this weekend, but let me start off by saying our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email is...
Just Keep Spinning Podcast at gmail.com.
That's a tongue twister. Just Keep Spinning Podcast at gmail.com. I was throwing Andrew the assist right there because I was like, oh, I got something in my throat. So again, Instagram, Just Keep Spinning Podcast. And the email to say you love us, you hate us, you want to send us music, you have a suggestion for us, or you just want to say hi. It's justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify. Well, not iTunes, technically, right?
Apple Podcast,
Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcast, CastBox, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are available. And in our Instagram profile, we actually have a link in there as well. And if you do have a preferred podcast platform and we are not on there, let us know. And that way we can get ourselves on your preferred platform.
Yeah, we can do that.
We totally can do that. And any pickups today, Andrew?
I picked up some stuff from Coco at Grand Avenue Records. Got some rare boogie funk, some rare Detroit funk, and a XL Middleton 45 that was, I guess, hard to come across. So I picked all those up.
He's funking it up.
Excuse me. Yes, I was. but a quick shout out to our friends at Basement Tapes. They had both of us on. Dre was feeling a little under the weather.
So well, it wasn't. It was you because I was feeling sick.
Dre didn't go out there because she was feeling sick. But shout out to them for having me on. We were just chilling and hanging out, and that's kind of what led to this week's subject.
Yeah. So you actually Basement Tapes. If you recall, we interviewed Ken a few episodes ago. Bless you, Andrew.
Sorry.
And Ken, the episode was Talks in the Key of Ken, and obviously Ken is from Detroit, so he has a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge, and he's been in the game for a long time, so I'm really sad that I missed it, because they have their show on Radio Phoenix, which you can stream on radiophoenix.org, or go on their Basement Tapes Mixcloud, and they have all their episodes on there as well. So their format is like... they do talking, but they spin music as well because they're on the radio station, so they have the license to do that. We don't because we are available on other like podcast platforms, so we're not allowed or able to do that, I guess you can say, since we don't have the licensing. But they have an awesome show. I've listened to it, and like I said, we always like to support people that are doing things in the community, even if they're not from here. So shout out to the Basement Tapes, PHX, Phoenix Crew, Ricky T-Vex, and DJ My God Complex, which is Ken. So hopefully, I'm praying that I'll be able to be on an episode of Basement Tapes, or the Basement Tapes radio show. But yeah, so Andrew did that this week, and he was on there, and he shared some music and things like that. And they have a residency, right?
They have a residency at...
It's at Third Space. Oh my God, I don't know what's up with both of us today. We're like...
It could be because we just ate like a couple minutes ago.
We were scarfing down the always amazing, ever impressive, I don't care what you say, do not tell me otherwise, Whataburger.
Yeah, it's a fast food restaurant chain from Texas out here in Arizona. And it's amazing. And if you don't like it, then whatever.
Yeah, whatever, right?
Whatever. But yeah, they have a residency over at Third Space Shades. We weren't able to make it because of the personal stuff that I was dealing with. But we're gonna be there next month, and so every first Saturday they will be there spinning. And they have some stuff in the works that I will not talk about because it was, you know, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but they have some stuff in the works. So keep an eye out for Basement Tapes, the Basement Tapes crew, and all the DJs, DJ My God Complex, DJ Vex, and DJ Ricky T.
Yes, DJ Ricky T.
But so, did you have any pickups, Trey?
I don't know. Did I? I don't think I did, right?
Mm.
Andrew did pick up a picture disc, an AFI picture disc from Zia.
Yes, I picked up an AFI picture disc, which was coincidental because it kind of went with our gig last night because it was requested last night.
Yeah, actually, so we have had a residency. We have a mini residency that we have at Ground Control in Litchfield off of around Litchfield and Indian School. But that was it the second night that we've ever played there? Or it was the third time we played there, technically, because the first time was when we were at the Zia pop-up.
Yeah, so this will be our second night there, actually working, like, you know, not working, but playing music there.
Doing for the podcast of residency.
Yeah, so, you know, but we're getting positive response from the workers and from the customers, so hopefully they'll keep having us back. So just keep an eye out on that. We'll keep announcing it on our Instagram and stuff like that. But we also had something going on, Drea did, actually, that I was roading for.
Yeah, so the Current Creepers, excuse me, which is the ladies' record club that I'm in, we played music at the Mujeres Mercado at Fairtrade Cafe, and that was a great, awesome experience. So getting to meet all these other different women in the community that were able to come together on their day, because it's kind of like there's a lot of competition, obviously, for vending for shirts and things like that. So that's kind of what it was, all the ladies getting together and saying, hey, you know, I know we are technically in competition with each other, but at the same time, we support each other and we can all show love for each other. And there's space for all of us to exist together and to have our own things going on. So it was a big vending event, and it seemed really successful. There was tons of people there. Edna and I, who is in the Crate Creepers with me, we were both, you know, spinning music, spinning some tunes. We sold some shirts, which made me so excited. You can follow the Crate Creepers Instagram at Crate Creepers. It's C-R-A-T-E Creepers, C-R-E-E-P-R-S. If you just want to check out our events, because, you know, we highlight them on here, but I don't like to mesh both worlds too much. So that's why I just do highlighting. I don't always talk about it, but it was a wonderful, beautiful event, and it was a beautiful day. It didn't rain. I'm happy it didn't rain, but also sad on a personal note, because I love when it rains here, but it didn't rain. But it didn't rain, which was good for us, because obviously that would have sucked if it rained on us, even though we had a canopy. So thank you to Fair Trade Cafe and the Mujeres Mercado for allowing us to play music for you guys. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really nice turnout. It was nice and gloomy and super cold and nice wind chill, but it was a really nice space. Really happy about seeing Drea out there doing her thing with her group. And so, you know, always supporting the local stuff.
Thanks, Andrew. And today I'm actually going to be headed out really soon here, and we're going to be heading to Chacha's Tea Lounge, because we're playing there again for like a love celebratory means sort of thing. So I'm excited about that. So I'll let you guys know next week how that went. And I think that's all we really had going on, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We're not doing In This Day in Music or any events this week, so we're just going to get right into our main subject. What's our main subject this week, Drea?
The subject that was brought up is, can you really cancel an artist? And in the sense of like, okay, obviously R. Kelly, I refuse to play R. Kelly's music in public. I won't do it. Like, just with everything surrounding him, and that's just my own personal thing. And like, if there was something like, if Donald Trump was an artist, I would not play his music. He's canceled to me. I don't give a shit that he's our president. He's way beyond extreme and far, whatever. But it's like, it kind of opens that door too, because it's like an artist like
Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. When I was on Basement Tapes, that was a subject, because we were talking about R. Kelly, and Ricky T actually mentioned how she canceled R. Kelly out of her life completely. Does not listen to him whatsoever, which is, you know, which is understandable, because he is a piece of shit. If you've seen his documentary,
to put it nicely, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. That's saying it really nice.
Yeah. But if you've seen the Lifetime special, you know, take a look at it, watch it, and, you know, it's going to change your perspective on him as a artist, and more as an individual. And so I think that's kind of the question. Can you let, a person's individual actions outside of like their personal stuff affect the way affect the music and how you listen to their music? And for me, yeah, it's hard. Michael Jackson, obviously, I guess that Michael Jackson is now having a documentary coming on him from people that, you know, had sworn that never happened in court and stuff, but now they're coming out and saying it did happen.
It's the choreographer, Wade Robson. Do you remember him? He was actually he kind of had, I would say, similar, I wouldn't say similar, but like how Bruno Mars, when he was little and he was like a impersonator and stuff like that, Wade Robson used to do kind of that kind of stuff, but for Michael Jackson. So when he was little, Michael Jackson caught wind of that and had Wade Robson basically with him. So then Wade Robson eventually became a choreographer, and he did choreography for things like, you know, Britney Spears, NSYNC, that whole pop boy band bubblegum era. And actually, Wade Robson supposedly was the other guy in the song Cry Me a River. So the legend, as legend has it, it's supposed to be Britney and Justin were together, and then Britney cheated on Justin with Wade Robson, and Wade left Justin a note being like, FYI, I'm riddled or saddled with guilt, whatever. So anyways, and he was also a judge on So You Think You Can Dance. So, you know, he's been in the industry for a long time and he knows people. But so he originally testified in court saying, like, I swear Michael Jackson never did anything inappropriate with me, et cetera, et cetera. But then now, 20 years or however many years later, he said, actually, you know, I repressed a lot of my memories, like, were repressed, and I was abused by Michael Jackson. So, you know, then there's controversy on that because people are like, is he doing it for money? But at the same time, he doesn't need money. And, you know, why would he he knows that it makes him look bad by going back and saying, I retract my previous statement and I actually was abused. So it's just kind of like, it's just a really sad situation all around. Nobody wins, honestly, in a situation like that.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's kind of, I mean, it was a really, they really didn't get into it on Basement Tapes because it's such a subject that it's really hard just think about it. I mean, there's so many just controversies in general with the Me Too movement and stuff like that, with women coming out towards producers or just men in general. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, like, maybe not music, but, you know, just that kind of stuff is what, if something else comes out about with an artist, how do you feel about that artist? You know, it's just one of those questions. It's one of those weird, really weird things. Like, can you just, you know, completely, like, what's the point to which you would not listen to that artist anymore? A lot of people with R. Kelly do not want anything to do with R. Kelly's music, at least publicly, because of what, you know, what he is about.
I mean, it's been the whole R. Kelly thing, you know, obviously we watched the documentary right when it came out. So it's not like we're getting, you know, like late on the train here. But like he said, Andrew, it sparked up in his mind because of the fact that he was on Basement Tapes and they touched base on it there. But it's just like there's so many other artists, though, too. And it's not to excuse R. Kelly because he can rot for all I care. He can die. He can get hit by a bus. I know that sounds extreme. I don't care. He's hurt so many women and girls out there, and especially because of the fact that they're black, people just don't care. That's a big part of the reason why. But, you know, there's other artists out there like David Bowie and Steven Tyler, and I think it was Ted Nugent was another one, and maybe, I can't remember who another artist was, but, you know, back in the 70s, it's so weird to me because then there's the whole world of, like, that area of the video vixens and, like, hip-hop rap music, and how so many people would look down on those women and say really negative things about them and saying that how they're just making women look bad and they're just degrading themselves. But then we glorify that whole scene in the 70s of the rock stars and those groupies that they had, like Cynthia Plastercaster, who's infamous basically for having, you know, like a cast, like, you know, a plaster cast of rock stars, you know, dicks basically. So but and those girls were young, they were like 13 and 14 years old, and they were groupies, and it's just insane that we glorify that. But then on the other side of the coin, there's these grown women. I'm not talking about the R. Kelly thing, 'cause that's different, but I'm talking about the whole video vixen area, so to speak, that we demonize those women and we just act like they're just money hungry gold diggers, and we glorified the whole rock star era, but most of those girls, you know, they were white. So, like, maybe it gets perceived differently. But, like, people, I think, like I said, Ted Nugent I don't know. David Bowie did sleep with a 14-year-old girl. But I know that Steven Tyler, and I believe it was Ted Nugent, both adopted these girls at like 13 or 14 years old and became their legal guardians and basically slept with them. So, and just adopted them because of that. I don't even think Andrew knows that, but yeah, so it's just interesting the way people just are able to kind of skirt certain things aside, especially if they're well known, or, and just see it as like, oh, well, that was, you know, like this normalize it. It's weird. And, but it, like I said, then it comes to the point of like, when, you know, do you overlook that? And do you overlook that and still listen to the artist? Because if we break it down, then it's like, who's going to be left to listen to? Because everybody is just so messed up.
Yeah, so I get that was one of the things that Ken said. That was his point. He's like, you know, I think that with the whole R. Kelly situation, it's because he's currently doing it as we speak, sitting down in our chairs in our office at home. He's still victimizing women and still doing it. So, you know, it's different. With the whole Michael Jackson thing, he says he, you know, and I kind of agree, not necessarily kind of agree, but, you know, I see where the perspective can be like, you know, that was a long time ago. That was years ago. He's dead now. And, you know, is it different though? Is it the same? Is it confirmed? Even the stories are the stories, but it's, you know, how does that, as a person who enjoys music and someone is a fan of the artist, how does that make you feel? Because, you know, there was people who didn't believe that R. Kelly was doing all that stuff. And
even though there was literal proof, yes, there were still people that did not believe it.
And, you know, there's still people who don't believe it. And, you know, it's crazy to think. And it's like, and like Dre said, like, David Bowie is a huge artist. You know, he has a huge following. And, you know, he was doing some messed up shit. And it's, why isn't he held accountable for the things he did wrong and things like that?
Yeah, so it's a definitely the definition of a slippery slope. But my personal opinion, I feel like I, like I said, R. Kelly canceled for me, whatever. But like, as far as a lot of other art, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I have to think about it. And that's really sad for me to say, in a sense. And it's like, I might get shit for saying that, but it comes down to the point. But where, how Ken said, R. Kelly's literally actively doing this right now. And it doesn't excuse any behavior or make it any different. Like, it's not. And I don't like the excuse when people say like, oh, well, that was just a different era. It's like, I mean, it was a different era. Yes, obviously. But like, wrong is wrong, period. No matter, you know, what time you were living in. And I'm sorry, if you're in your 20s and you're getting with a 13-year-old girl, you're disgusting to me. That's my opinion. And there's no excuse for it. But where do you draw the line, and where do you draw the line, or do you even draw the line? Because there's people out there that will literally just say, I don't care, I can separate the art from the artist. Even like with filmmakers like Woody Allen, which is a whole nother.
Yeah, I mean, I mean when me and Dre had initially talked about it, I said, I kind of took that stance like, well, I can separate the art from the artist, you know, the artists themselves.
And then you watch the R. Kelly
thing. Then I watched the R. Kelly thing. I was like, man, it's really hard because, yeah, this guy makes amazing music, but he's a piece of shit. What a freaking maniac. You know, and obviously these are women coming forward. And that's what a lot of people say. Well, you know, how do they know they're not lying and stuff like that? It's like, well, the stories are very similar. And obviously it's something on there. But, you know, he's getting charged, you know, right now as we speak for things. And so, you know, hopefully justice will be served on him for being a creep and an awful person, an awful human being. But it's, you know, how can you take that stance and not be okay?
How do you defend? Still support? Yeah. How can you just
any artist in general? Like, how do you do it? I mean, morally, is it because, you know, it's I don't know. I think that's more or less the question. Like, can you do that? I mean, can you cancel someone? Can you stop supporting an artist? What can you do? Because when someone has something like that over them, or, you know, has something come out on them, or someone comes forward, you know, you as a person have to take a side, as a fan or anything like that, and it's really, really hard.
When I think it, the reason why it's hard for people to cancel an artist or to just completely say I'm not going to do it anymore is because music can be such a personal thing. Even though you're not the one creating, like doing the songwriting or the musical arrangement or anything like that, it's still a personal thing. You know, music is very personal. So a lot of people are like, I have so many positive memories. Like I remember when Michael Jackson passed away, Andrew's Theo or Uncle Sammy, he had said. He was thinking back and to Michael Jackson's music, and he had so many memories tied to throughout his life because, you know, he was basically born and he didn't know life without Michael Jackson. So because of the time that he was born. So he was just like, man, like I have so many memories tied to Michael Jackson, whether it was Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 Michael Jackson or solo Michael Jackson. So he's like, you know, that it's like that figure that's been a constant in his life. And I always say, like, Beyonce is like that for my daughter. She doesn't know life without Beyonce, so she loves Beyonce, she worships Beyonce. And it's just like I said, that's why people take it so personal and they get so passionate about the subject, because they're just like, you know, how dare you tell me that I can't feel good about something that made me feel something at one point in time.
Yeah. Excuse me, gosh. That is exactly the way I feel about, like, you know, so there's, I mean, obviously Michael Jackson and R. Kelly are just two artists, or one's Steven Tyler or Dave Bowie or whoever. I'm sure there is tons and tons of art, recording artists who have done stuff, who have done questionable stuff or questionable stuff that they aren't proud of in the past. But, you know, it's, what can you do? As a fan, as someone who enjoys the music, if you have a personal attachment to this, I remember it was a few years ago, wasn't a more current artist, Melanie Martinez, was it not? She had someone come forward on her, did she not?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, our daughter is a fan of Melanie Martinez. So, you know, as a parent, you know, what do you do for someone, you know, that has a... Someone coming forward saying something about a more current artist, and there was like a lot of people. There was a lot of uproar about it. There was a lot of fans coming forward and saying, you know, basically canceling her and things like that. So it's like, you know, well, F4. Well, how old was Mimi when that happened?
No, I can't remember. Like a year and a half ago or 2 years.
Yeah, maybe. So she was like, you know, maybe 11, 12 years old. Like, what do you do? How do you tell? You know, what do you tell a 12-year-old during that time period?
Well, and. I think too, in the instance of R. Kelly, it's like if you continue to stream his music or buy it or attend his concerts, you're directly financially contributing to the harm that those women are suffering from, because you're allowing him the access to money, which gives him the access to other things that allows him to abuse these people. So it's definitely something, I guess, to think about, and some people don't want to think about it, and if you don't, that's your choice. But what do you guys think? Do you guys believe in canceling artists? Have you guys canceled any artists? If honestly an artist is a Trump supporter, I cancel them. I'm not gonna lie. Not trying to get political on this podcast, but music is a very political thing. You know, the 60s, there was a lot of politics in music, and even in the early 2000s and things like that. So it's hard to say, like, I can't get political when it's about music, because music is very, very political. You know, there's a lot of black music out there. It's very political too. And to not acknowledge that would be a lie. But thank you for listening. Let us know what you guys think.
Well, no, I just wanted to put a note at the end. Real quick, that, you know, music is for whoever, you know, you're going to do whatever you're going to do, and you're going to listen to whoever you want to listen to, but always keep in mind and always think about, you know, who you're supporting and why you're supporting them.
Yeah, just like even here, with not like musical artists necessarily, but just things that we support, like that Mujeres Mercado, the reason why I was so excited to do that was because I felt like it was a positive thing for the community. So it's hard, I think, to sometimes live in a conscious state in any aspect of your life when you're consuming something, because it's like nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Andrew's not perfect. But, you know, if you see that you know, there's things that I'm going to, I guess, roll it all around here. So there's a place that is in the community here that I feel puts forth the one image, but behind the scenes, it's actually not like that. And I don't support that place because I feel like it's disingenuous. It's you know, to be plain, it's honest, it's fake. And like, I don't support things like that. So I try my hardest to support places like that, the Mujeres Mercado or the Palabras Bookstore. And the reason why sometimes you'll see like, why do they keep, you know, promoting the same places, or they'll put some of the similar events out there, because these are people that we're interacting with that are just genuine people that are good people. And I don't, just because someone has a lot of followers or they're famous in some type of way, like, doesn't mean that I'm going to just associate with them. Because, you know, we try to be as responsible with this platform we have, no matter how big or small that it may be, because I want to make sure that everybody knows, you know, this podcast is for everybody. It's not just for one type of person. So if we highlight an event on here, it's going to be because I think it's a space where I feel everyone is comfortable and allowed to go, not just one type of person. Because I hear that a lot here. You know, we have a lot of conversations on mic, obviously, on this podcast, but we have so many other super deep, just in-depth, crazy conversations with people off mic that stay off the record, essentially. So we do bring up those little tidbits here on the podcast, but we don't always get into it. And obviously, we don't always say who says what, because there's a sense of confidentiality in that when we have those conversations, and we do always want to remain confidential. But you know, it's just important, like we always say, that you, if you see something good going on in the community and it's positive, contribute to it. If you know that this an event is appearing one way, but it's really like another, but you know, to me, it's just like supporting something like that is not okay. Just like the R. Kelly thing. He is very, he's musically, you know, he's very talented. He's a great songwriter, all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, he's a monster and he's hurting people. And it's like, I don't want to support that. I don't want to be part of that. So it's just like, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit aware and, you know, turn on your brain when you're doing things and you're contributing to things. So it's just, I guess, a thought to chew on.
Yeah. So, you know, like Drea said, you know, what do you guys think? Let us know, please. We really, really would like to hear your opinions and thoughts on this. This was a kind of a tough episode for both of us. You know, it was something that we really didn't necessarily want to talk about, but we feel like it's necessary to talk about in the music culture, and even collecting records, because, you know, there's plenty of R. Kelly out there.
Yeah, or and just like Andrew, he's like, hey, I know I want the subject to be this week. I'm like, what? And he told me, and I was like, I'm not ready to talk about that. I didn't want to talk about it, I'm gonna be honest. And not because I didn't, like, I'm just like, I don't care, I don't want to think about it. Not that, it's a really heavy subject, and it's really hard to talk about, because, and it's not one of those things, because I hate when people are like, you're just scared to talk about this because you don't want people mad at you. I'm like, no, everybody's has their own opinion, you know. And it's just like, it's just such a weird, complicated subject. Super involved subject. So,
you know, yeah, this might be a round table subject for us. So look for those will be sometime this year. We'll be doing like a few round tables with a few people, probably about, we're gonna get as many as we can, but at least four of us.
It might be even that we're more moderators than actually on the mic talking.
Yeah, so there might just be me and Drea on one mic shared, and then maybe four other people. We might have we're gonna see how many people we can get, and this would be a fantastic roundtable subject. So yeah, you know, little teasers for the future. There'll be one on Serato and vinyl, and
which we brought up in the Daylight episode.
Yes, so that would be a future episode, and I can promise you that this subject today will be a future one. So look forward to that.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. Again, this is episode 35. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox. List goes on and on. Like I said, if we're not on the preferred platform, let us know. And if you do see us out anywhere and we're record shopping, or we're playing music, don't be afraid to come say hi to us. And just thank you so much for your continued support and all your listens. Please subscribe, rate and review. That does help us immensely. And even if you just like our pictures, I really appreciate that. Like on Instagram, where you leave little messages or DM us, that does make our day, you know, because we do put work into this, and we take time away from our regular normal life and our family life to do this. And we appreciate all the feedback and criticism that we do get, and I fully 100% mean that. So thank you so much. Next week we should be back with a fuller, more beefy episode, and don't stop digging, it just keeps spinning.
Thanks, guys.